Namaste, everybody. Please welcome to the Excellence Spotlight a key member of our clinical and post-market team, the engineer, the researcher, the clinical and post-market expert, Dr. Garrett Jeffries. Garrett, welcome to your Excellence Spotlight. Thanks for joining me.
Welcome.
All right. Looking forward to it, man. When I think of technical expertise, boundless energy, excellent writing skills, independent critical thinking, reassuring calm, and a can-do attitude, I think of you, Garrett. In fact, as you know, my nickname for you is Hollywood, and that's because you're absolute box office. A leader in your own right, Garrett, you're comfortable both in a group leadership as well as individual contributor roles. For the last 6 years, you've been involved in various aspects of what is arguably the most challenging part of EU MDR compliance, that is clinical evaluations and generation of post-market data for legacy devices. And having worked with you for almost 3 years now, I've seen you weave magic and help manufacturers navigate their way out of thin air when it comes to this critical area, that is clinical and post-market. You're still relatively green in your career, and you've done exceedingly well thus far. So where does all this ability and mettle come from? Please help us understand aspects of your educational and work experience-based background that prime you for success.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. So I think I got my start, like a lot of people at RQM Plus did. I did my undergrad in bioengineering at the University of Pittsburgh. I was focusing focusing in medical devices and worked in a lot of research labs. Kind of got that interest in kind of continuing in collecting data. I moved into grad school, stayed at the University of Pittsburgh. In that interest of medical devices, I joined the medical devices lab, working with Dr. Bill Federspiel. The lab was a little bit of bioengineering, a little bit of chemical engineering, a little bit of mechanical engineering. We were focusing on sort of late stages of device development, getting ready for spinning out into commercialization, mostly in the pulmonary space. So developing kind of next generation versions of extracorporeal membrane oxygenators and CO2 removal devices for patients that have chronic and acute respiratory issues. So I loved the experience of grad school, loved working in my lab. I got a ton of experience in device ideation, experimental design, some benchtop testing, animal studies. And of course, a lot of literature searches, being critical of the medical literature, and a lot of technical writing. One thing that I did not get a lot of exposure to was the whole other side of the medical device industry, the regulatory and quality side of things, and the clinical evidence piece of it. So it's something that interested me. So while I was looking for jobs, I came across a posting with what was at the time Regulatory and Quality Solutions. Ended up taking the role as a contractor working on a complaints remediation project for a major medical imaging manufacturer. And this was sort of a whole new world for me, working as a consultant, getting familiarized with QMS systems, working with complaints and kind of understanding the importance of that whole feedback loop to help the product development and quality assurance as a whole. I got a lot of experience working as a consultant, listening to client needs and helping them to make improvements. And I think that it was a really rewarding experience. I think that one thing that I really missed through that whole experience, though, was having an intense clinical component to the work that I was doing. And so that kind of led me to moving over to the CER team with R&Q. So we're moving over to work as a full-time employee. And I was very excited in that role to get back to more of a clinical, more clinical focused projects. So here I really enjoyed the experience. I wrote CERs for a couple of years, gave me the opportunities to learn a lot of new things, not just related to becoming a better writer and becoming better at critically analyzing data, but also the opportunity to jump into new products all the time with pretty much with most of the projects that we were working on. I'm getting to become an expert in a new space with most projects that I started on. One thing that in that space that really interested me was sort of understanding what was behind the curtain, though, of collecting and analyzing some of this performance and safety data that we rely on in the clinical evaluations. And that led me over to taking an opportunity with the PMCF team, specifically the retrospective study team. So this, you know, checked a lot of boxes for me in terms of, you know, embarking on daily critical thinking, sorting out problem solving with, you know, every aspect of the documentation. Every question needs to be scrutinized. Every part of the labeling needs to be dug into. And then it continued letting me like learn about new devices all the time with all these new projects. And in that team, I sort of worked up from being a writer on the projects to being a reviewer and then a technical lead, and now embarking on some new opportunities as a project lead on those things. And so I've really enjoyed the experience being part of the PMCF study team. I love the idea of getting to help clients with something that they're not that familiar with. And a lot of the deliverables that we work on, you know, we're brought in to help because clients don't have a lot of bandwidth to do these sort of things, but they're familiar with the process. But when we come in for these PMCF studies, we're helping the clients build up a new program within their systems that they're not familiar with. We have a lot of opportunities to help guide them in the right directions, set a really good platform for what they're trying to accomplish with gathering this sort of evidence, and help them move in the right directions. So this is, I'm very happy with, you know, where I've ended up on this team, and excited to continue on.
Garrett, I love hearing about the thoughtful, logical progression and the growth over time. That's great. Help me understand, what aspects of your technical roles came easily to you, and what did you have to work hard at to attain?
Yeah, I think that some of the things that came more naturally to me through the experiences that I had gained during graduate school were the technical writing aspect of it and being critical of data, and then working with clients or working with, you know, having normal conversations with people, kind of helping them sort through problems and things like that. I think that what I was doing in grad school in terms of writing and analysis was very different. But I think it helped set a platform for me, helped me set up the framework to move naturally into the roles that I've had at RQM Plus. Working with the clients as well, like I think that I've been I enjoy having conversations with people and kind of hearing out problems and then taking that back and sorting things through them. I think that that's all kind of come natural to me. I think the one thing that I've had to gain more experience on and become a little bit more proficient at is working with multidisciplinary teams and specifically leading those efforts, working with those sorts of teams. I hadn't gotten a ton of experience prior to some of the more recent projects where I'm the chief person kind of delegating all these tasks, understanding the limitations of the people that I'm working with and myself, and then bringing in the right people every step of the way.
That's nice to hear. I love hearing how your educational background, your engineering mindset really instills in you the ability to adapt and you know, the problem-solving aspect of things, not to mention critical thinking and all of that. And I see abundance of that when I work with you on a day-to-day basis. So that's great. Garrett, what are examples of some achievements that you remain excited about on a daily basis? What spurs you on to do better each day?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple things. So one, maybe if I had a project that I look back on fondly, I think that I got or that was really rewarding to me was actually one that we worked on together. I think there was a project that a client had brought us on with and presented us with hundreds of reviewer questions.
I remember
and they were
that
from
one.
Different yeah. from different business units, different. Mm-hmm. Different products, but all these comments came on their clinical evaluation documents. And it really helped me to better appreciate the mindset of reviewers. And sometimes, you know, manufacturers or even us can think that, you know, reviewers are kind of nitpicky in some respects, but it really opened my eyes to appreciate that the place that they're coming from is just to make sure that manufacturers are producing the best documents that they can, really right. thinking through their own products and their own strategies, gathering the best evidence they can to kind of fulfill that ultimate goal of helping patients and making sure that everything does what it says it does, mm-hmm. and that everything is safe when people use it. I think that if I was proud of something else, I think it would be being involved with the early stages or some of the early stages of the PMCF study program that we have. I wasn't the first, I wasn't the second, I didn't come in at the infancy of the program, but there was a you know, brilliant framework set up by people like you. But I think that I've been involved long enough and was involved early enough that I've helped to sort of shape how the program has developed and get us to a point where we're delivering really high quality product for our clients pretty much every day. I also really enjoy the aspect of helping newer writers develop toward becoming competent and experts in this space. Mm-hmm. While PMCF mm-hmm. studies are not a new thing, they have gotten a lot more attention in recent years with the new European regulations. And along those lines, there, we've had a lot of people come onto the team that have had great experience, but not a lot of experience specifically in this space. And helping people start off on the right foot and develop from almost square one to develop as, you know, competent writers and becoming experts in this space, I think has been really exciting.
That's great. Garrett, it's been wonderful to hear about your journey and some of the cornerstones there. And what many aspects stand out to me, but among them, your engineering training, right? We've talked about the critical thinking, the excellence in writing, the problem-solving ability. But I just want to point out that you've planned things in such a way that you've gone on to do things that you perceived as being gaps in your resume at that point. And I'm saying resume more from a professional experience standpoint. So you obviously didn't get too much regulatory and clinical in school, right? We focus more on research during grad school. You've come on to industry, you've got that regulatory and clinical experience. You mentioned that you weren't with the PMCF program at the onset, which is very true, but you're an integral part of having taken that program onto greater heights. So congratulations on that. And I want to mention to the audience that all of this is on top of the very valuable experience that you have in the preclinical setting. You alluded to it briefly earlier on. The preclinical setting in vitro as well as animal studies, which to me is quite a niche expertise. Not many people can lay claim to that. From what I've seen, clearly you're forever unfazed in the face of challenges. You've always have a methodical and a meticulous approach to every situation. That's been my first-hand experience of you. And once again, from my interactions with you, be it a well-trodden path that you inherit from someone else, or whether you're expected to forge a new path in uncharted territories, you're very well equipped for success. In fact, beneath the calm exterior, you're an individual who seeks challenges with the confidence of knowing that you have what it takes. You have a very understated way of saying, come on, bring it on, I've got it. I applaud you for all that you consistently bring to the table, and I thank you for the hard work and sincere efforts over time. As I await the many accolades that will undoubtedly grace your path, Garrett, I'd like to say good luck and cheers for the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jay.